Blog Talk Radio.
I want to be.
Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC, or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again. Welcome to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Gracefield Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this broadcast tonight. Tonight we're talking about that there is still hope in God. There is still hope in God. And I want to remind someone that there is power in the name Jesus Christ. Beloved, tonight I want you to know that God understands your pain. He understands your frustration. God is certainly involved in the intricate details of everyday affairs of mankind. And God is always there with us. But you need to know there's something deep. There is something mystical. There is something important that God wanted us to know about this thing called life. And our devotion tonight will be taken from 1 Peter chapter 1. I want you to know that there are times in your life when you will not feel like something is going on that's positive in your life and that things are happening for your good. But I want you to know that God is very much so interested in how you feel. God is interested in who you are. God knows the very hairs on your head, and God always has a plan. Let me tell you how much God loves you on tonight, because I want you to have your hope in God. God has set up this thing called a plan of salvation. Now, I believe that the greatest gift of love that has ever existed is God's gift to us of Jesus Christ dying for us for our sins on the cross. The depth of your life, the depth of your knowledge, your wisdom, and your understanding should certainly encompass your knowledge of what God did for you by sending Jesus Christ to die for your sins. Now, I want you to know that that is the greatest demonstration of love that has ever existed, for God to think so much of you, to craft a plan before he ever created the universe, before you were ever conceived, before you were ever birthed from your mother's womb. God had already had you in mind, and he came up with this elaborate plan to allow mankind to come into human existence. And knowing the frailties and the disappointments and the frustrations that man would have in dealing with the evil one, Satan, and God had already crafted a plan by sending the best that he had in Jesus Christ. You see, my friends, God never wanted you to be without all the things that you needed. As a matter of fact, God wanted human beings to live forever and never have to deal with anything negative. But since man sinned by the temptation of the devil, since mankind sinned, death entered into the world. And since death entered into the world, we all have to die to get back to God. And I want you to know that God still has a plan to save us, because through sin, everybody now has to die. But God has a plan to redeem us back to himself, and he does that by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place, so that even though you and I have sinned and lived lives that were unpleasing to God, God still accepts us once we come to the knowledge of who he is, and that we are drawn to him through his teaching and through his word, and then we could have a relationship with him through Jesus Christ. And let me tell you how detailed God is. God has always allowed mankind to evolve in the way we travel. Now, mankind used to travel by foot, but then there was the creation of the wheel, and mankind used to have carts and carriages and different things like that, horses and buggies, and men have rode on animals to travel, and our preferred method of travel today is trains and planes and automobiles and bikes and motorcycles and even spaceships and buses and all of those things. But I want you to know that God travels a different way. 2,000 years ago, God traveled through time. He tiptoed into time, and he traveled through the Holy Spirit. And when he came through the Holy Spirit after Jesus had died and went on back to heaven, God baptized the apostles in his spirit. He baptized them with the Holy Spirit. And these men were filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And they began speaking the things of God. And they began to preach the things of God. And when they preached the things of God, they didn't have to go to any schools because they were getting the message remote control from heaven. And they preached that Jesus came into human existence to die for us. What are you doing, God? I am sending the best that I have. If you think you've ever sacrificed anything, just know that you have not sacrificed anything like God has sacrificed. Well, if you ask God the question, God, why are you sacrificing that way? God would tell you in His Word that I'm sacrificing my Son for you because I want you to know how much I love you. I want you to know how much I have carefully planned out a day, a time, a generation, and I have sent prophets for thousands of years, and I created a human race called the Israelites and the Hebrew nation, and I taught them all my statutes, my ordinances, and all the things that I wanted them to do so they would recognize that I am their God. But even with all of that, I kept forgiving them after they kept going astray, but I kept loving them, and I kept giving them chances over and over and over again. But I even sent my Son that came from the Hebrews as a Jew, but they rejected him, and the religious leaders killed him, the very Son that I sent to bless them and save them. So what God said, my plan was to not only save the Gentiles, I sent Jesus to save the Jews and the Gentiles. And when he died, he's dying for the sins of the world. And these prophets are preaching about Jesus before Jesus ever even came, thousands of years before he came. And when he came, his own rejected him. Now I have 12 apostles. I'm baptizing them with the Holy Spirit. And they're going to preach to you because I care about you. And I'm sending them to preach to you so that you will know that I care about you because I want you to be saved. And if I didn't want you to be saved, I would have never sent all these people to sacrifice their lives to die for you. Prophets died for you. Men died for you. People who never got an opportunity to see the glorious light of Jesus died for you because they were doing what God wanted them to do. Now the gospel of Jesus Christ is being preached. And all he wants you to do is believe that Jesus died, he was buried, and he got up from the grave. What are you doing, God? I'm preaching that message for you so that you will realize how much I love you and how much I've sacrificed in bringing my Son into human history to be like you, but still be 100% God and 100% man. He never sins. That way he could be a perfect sacrifice for your sins. And as a perfect sacrifice for your sins, all you have to do is believe that I sent him. And I gave you a book to chronicle everything I have done in human history. Why? Because God loves you. So if you think you're suffering, just know that God had to send his only Son to suffer for people who may not never obey him because he loves us. He loves us. And so if you're really going to appreciate life, because there's a lot of struggles, there's a lot of things we have to endure, but the best thing that God has given us to rest our hopes, to rest our future, to rest our existence, to rest eternal life on, is the hope of eternal life that is found in Christ Jesus. If you can't shout about your job, that's okay. If you can't shout about your health, that's okay. If you can't shout about your family, or your marriage, or your children, that's okay. Because God has already told you that if he sent Jesus to demonstrate his love for you, and if he did that, he could do everything. God wants you to shout. God wants you to be encouraged in the fact that he loves you enough to give you the best gift that anyone can get, which is eternal life through his Son. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 17. This blew my mind. God says through the mouth of the apostle Peter, which was written to a primarily Gentile audience, he says in verse number 17, if you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each one's work, conduct yourselves in fear during the time of your stay on earth, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, O God, as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. For he was foreknown before the foundation of the world. And notice this part right here. but has appeared in these last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that, here it is, your faith and hope are in God. What are you saying, God? Conduct yourselves in fear while you're living, during your stay here on earth. Because God wants you to know that he has redeemed you. He has bought you back with the price. Jesus redeemed us. Jesus is the payment God accepted for our release. Jesus is the ransom that God accepted. Because God has this thing called wrath. And wrath is the punishment that every man, woman, boy, and girl who knows about sin and understands who God is and the difference between right and wrong, God has this thing called wrath, which is the punishment that every person who has sinned before, who has the knowledge of who God is and understands the difference between right and wrong, God has this punishment that is coming towards you. But instead of God having that punishment going towards you, God sent Jesus to save you from his wrath. So God saved us from himself through himself. Because God loved you so much that he allowed his son to be sacrificed for us through his blood. Now, if God planned our salvation, used prophets throughout human history, many men and women who have sacrificed their lives and died so that you and I could exist in this generation with an understanding of hope and faith in our salvation so that we could trust in God, blood has been shed for you to have faith, trust, belief, and hope in God. God wanted Jesus to connect with us. That's why he said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Well, how can we get to the Father? It's through Jesus. You couldn't even pray in relationship if it wasn't through Jesus. So God has the detailed work, the plan in my salvation. He has carefully taken his time to reveal that plan. Jesus, after he got up from the grave, spent 40 more days after he got up so that he could teach his disciples even more about his plan and sent servants to get his plan out to us so that we could obey it. He gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of service to the building up of the body. So God is concerned. God cares. God knows. God wants the best for us. God is always working. Can I tell you that God loves you? God loves you. God loves you. And God doesn't need our help for him to bless us. God just needs our faith to bless us. And if he started out by sending the best that he had, by sending Jesus, whatever else we need, he knows how to get it to us. Because God has a plan. But sometimes we don't know how our life experiences fit into that plan. But God didn't make life such where he wanted us to be aware of everything that he is doing. He wants our faith. He wants our hope to be in him. So God is saying, if I can just get you to realize what I have already done just to save you and what I have sacrificed, then you should have some faith in me that I am doing something that you can't quite understand sometimes. But if I bless you with Jesus, I can keep blessing you. So don't lose hope. I hope that this soteriological devotion has blessed you as it blessed me. And every time I think, beloved, tonight about what God did to save my soul by sending Jesus, it gives me hope that whatever it is to make it until the end, God has it and he can give it to me. But all he says that he wants us to do in our devotion tonight is found in verse number 21. Who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. If your faith and your hope is in God, you're going to be all right. Let's make sure we give you a reminder. You place your faith and your hope in God. He saved us. For those of us who are baptized into Christ for remission of sins, added to the Lord's church with the gift of the Holy Spirit, he saved us. And every day, you can give God praise for the fact that he saved us. The most powerful thing in your life is spiritual blessings, to know that I'm saved, I'm safe, I'm secure. And that feeling can only come through relationship with Jesus Christ, our Savior, and that we have from God, that our hope may be in God. I hope and pray that you could live out your life with hope and faith in God. I hope that this is a reminder of how much God loves you, because there is still hope in God, and there was power in the name of Jesus. If you have a prayer request tonight, we'd love to pray for you. Dial number 1 on your phones right now so we can pray for you. God bless you. Caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones. Thanking you for a wonderful lesson this evening, and thanking the Lord for the gift of salvation. I just like to thank everyone for all their prayers and texts and letters and cards that they sent. We funeralized our brother on Saturday, and just thank everyone for everything they've done. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Brother Woods. We'll certainly keep you and your family in prayer for comfort during your time of bereavement. We thank you for your faithfulness, and just know that your welfare and your family's welfare and how you feel right now is top of mind in our hearts tonight. And we thank you for tuning in as well. We continue to keep you in prayer. Caller ending in 1340, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening. This is Sister Carol Walker. Keep me in prayer. For the next 2 weeks, I'll be in a classroom with some very challenging sixth graders. It's a position that is open for the rest of the school year, and I'm having a hard decision to decide to stay. But pray for me that something can be done that they can improve in the next 2 weeks, that they can have some normalcy, and I'll be able to take on that assignment for the rest of the school year. Thank you.
Thank you. We will certainly keep you in prayer, Sister Walker. If you have a prayer request at this time, please dial number 1 on your phones. We'd love to pray for you. By way of reminder, we want you to just know that God loves you and that God cares for you, and that God is always looking out for your best interest, and we need to be reminded that we need to be looking out for his best interest if we want him to look out for ours. So make sure you work for the Lord, do everything you can for the cause of Christ, be faithful unto the Lord, and he has promised us to give us the crown of life. We thank all of you for tuning in tonight. We have people all over the country. Several different states are represented. We want to encourage you to come onto the Grace and Mercy Prayer Call, which takes place each Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. It normally lasts for about 10 minutes, and it is a powerful call, and we want you to be a part of it. Tomorrow, we have a special guest that is Brother Ronald Waring of the William Tree Church of Christ. If you need the number to that call, let me give it to you. It is 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The phone number to call to be a part of the Grace and Mercy Prayer Call is 641-715-0875, 641-715-0875. The access code is 320-370-pound. The access code is 320-370-pound. It is a blessing to receive prayer before you start your day. We want to do that with you and for you. Each Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It does not appear we have any additional prayer requests publicly. Just know that we will pray for you publicly on your behalf as well. Tonight, one of our prayer warriors from the Grace Free Church of Christ here in Anderson is going to give us a brief prayer. Brother Matthew Garner, we thank you for your presence. Take it away from us tonight, and we want to thank all of you for being on the Passion for Christ radio broadcast. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Garner.
Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, O good Master, once again we come with our hearts humbly bound before the throne of grace and mercy. We give thee all the praise, for thou art more than worthy to be praised. At this time, Heavenly Father, Lord, based upon the fact what Jesus did on that old rugged cross, that thou be so kind to forgive us all for all shortcomings, forgive us for all sins. Guide us, Lord, in the path of righteousness, knowing heaven it will go. Heavenly Father, you have a host of your saints on the call. Some made their request known, some did not. But Heavenly Father, you know the hearts of all men. Bless Brother Woods, Heavenly Father. He's just truly thankful for being a child of God. Comfort him, Heavenly Father, him and his family during the time of bereavement. Give him the strength to keep on keeping on. As well, Heavenly Father, bless Sister Walker, Heavenly Father. She's truly thankful for being a child of God as well. Bless her. Guide her in her everyday walks of life. Touch her. Give them all that special, special blessing they all stand in need of, but only you know how. Bless each and every one on the call, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, special prayer for Brother and Sister Clayman, Sister Cobb, Sister and Brother Jones, as well as Katina Breaks the Bread of Life, Heavenly Father. Bless Brother and Sister Waller as well. All those that are sick and afflicted throughout the land and country, bless those of the household of faith. I pray, Heavenly Father, we speak the same thing, be of the same mind, of the same judgment, knowing the blood of Jesus the righteous cleans us from all sin. As we quit this busy walk of life, as we leave from labor to reward, we want to hear thy voice and see thy face in peace say, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful of three things, I make thee rule of many things, in the thine, in the joy of the Lord. Lord, as we lay down tonight, bless us, touch us, we see another day that we have not seen before. Lord, as Brother Warren, Lord, for William Street Congregation, bless us with the word of life, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless us. Lord, be with us as we wake up. In Jesus' name I pray and give thanks. Let the saints of God with one voice say, amen.
The Grace View Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.